too. That would dictate your speed a little bit too. You need speed parking. Okay. Now on some of the big highways, like 95 now or something like that. What do you call the place where you get on and off?
Access.
Okay. And you know, like, do you have any separate name for like one coming on and one coming off or anything like that?
Well, I think I would define them as access or exits.
Okay. Are there any roads in town now that can be not so much like the highway so much, you know, that can only be entered at certain points? You know, that are.
No, it's your expressway.
Expressway. Now, how about a wide street that might go for 4, 5, or 6 miles through a town? Does it have any special names? I mean, as a, you know, generically.
Not. I'm just trying to think whether back in time we designated anything that way. Other than the main drag, I don't know what whether we would have had any specific name for a street like that. Usually, as well as I can remember, the highway where it went through a town that either had the name that the town posted on it, which would be Dixie Highway or Main Street or somebody's boulevard, and locally that's what it was known as.
Okay. Are there, well, let's put it this way. What types of streets do you have in the Miami area? Just, you know, the types of streets that you can think of. Not so much the names of them, but like, for example, the ones that are in between here and the beach area.
Well,
you might have in your neighborhood.
Generally, that's called the causeway. Anything that runs across either the bay or the swamp is generally known as a causeway. Or back in the old days, it was known as the beach road. I mean, that was the way you got to the beach. So everybody just called it the beach road. When you said in North Miami Beach or North Miami or Ogis, any place like that, when you said the beach road, everybody knew you meant that road, which is now 163rd Street that goes across to the beach.
Okay. Now, what would the roads in the neighborhoods be called? What would be their designations? Like, you know, if you were sending a letter, what might you find in the residential area?
Well, in the very early days, you generally referred to those. In fact, I think I mentioned this before, that there were very few paved roads, and those were usually known locally by the name of where they went to. In other words, in 1920s, the area out generally between Northeast 6th Avenue and 441 was developed as a subdivision known as Seaboard Park.
Right.
Locally, we referred to that road as the Seaboard Park Road, 163rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was known locally as the Seaboard Park Road.
And now it's called what?
It's had so damn many names. It's been known as North Miami Beach Boulevard, as Interama Boulevard, as 163rd Street. But originally, we always referred to it as the Seaboard Park Road, or the Ulita Road, because when it got a post office, rather than being known as Seaboard Park, it became known as Ulita. Then, of course, there was another road to the north that was known as the Honey Hill Road, because there was a farming area out there known as Honey Hill. So that's what you called it, was the Honey Hill Road.
If you had a place, maybe not in Miami, but in some city, where you didn't have to wait for a train, you know, the train went over the road,